Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. Aching muscles lie still in rebellion, pretending not to hear your brain commanding them to move. A legion of voices are shouting their unanimous permission for you to hit the snooze button and go back to dreamland. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back, because we've got work to do. Welcome to the grind. For what is each day but a series of conflicts between the right way and the easy way? 10,000 streams fan out like a river delta before you, each one promising the path of least resistance. Thing is, you're headed upstream. And when you make that choice, when you decide to turn your back on what's comfortable and safe and what some would call common sense, well, that's day one. From there, it only gets tougher. So just make sure this is something you want, because the easy way out will always be there, ready to wash you away. All you have to do is pick up your feet. But you aren't going to, are you? With each step comes the decision to take another. You're on your way now, but this is no time to dwell on how far you've come. You're in a fight against an opponent you can't see, but oh, you can feel him on your heels, can't you? Feel him breathing down your neck. You know what that is? That's you. Your fears, your doubts, and insecurities all lined up like a firing squad, ready to shoot you out of the sky. But don't lose heart. While they're not easily defeated, they are far from invincible. Remember, this is the grind. The battle royale between you and your mind, your body, and the devil on your shoulder is telling you that this is just a game. This is just a waste of time. Your opponents are stronger than you. Drown out the voice of uncertainty with the sound of your own heartbeat. Burn away your self-doubt with the fire lit beneath you. Remember what we're fighting for, and never forget that momentum is a cruel mistress. She can turn on a dime or the smallest mistake. She is ever searching for the weak place in your armor, that one tiny thing you forgot to prepare for. So as long as the devil is hiding the details, the question remains, is that all you got? Are you sure? And when the answer is yes, when you've done all you can to prepare yourself for battle, then it's time to go forth and boldly face your enemy, the enemy within. Only now you must take that fight into the open, into hostile territory. You're a lion in a field of lions, all hunting the same elusive prey with a desperate starvation that says victory is the only thing that can keep you alive. So believe that voice that says you can run a little faster, and you can throw a little harder, and that for you, the laws of physics are merely a suggestion. Luck is the last dying wish of those who want to believe that winning can happen by accident. Sweat, on the other hand, is for those who know it's a choice. So decide now, because destiny waits for no man. And when your time comes and 1,000 different voices are trying to tell you you're not ready for it, listen instead to that lone voice of dissent. The one that says you are ready. You are prepared. It's all up to you now. So rise and shine.
Okay, all right. We are live on the grind, guys, man. We were muted all of that time, but that's all right. Guess what? We're going to IAO and keep it going. Man, get dialed in, 646-668-2564. And guess what, guys? We're going to talk about some stuff today that you're definitely going to want to hear about. And hopefully you guys hung on long enough to understand that we were having some technical difficulties. But here we go. We're getting ready to get all over this thing. What's up, everybody, on Facebook Live? Thank you guys for clicking that button on the grind, man, and being a part of our show today. Hello to all of you that's saying hello to us, man. Thank you guys so much for that. Alana McNeil, hello. Good day to you, young lady. Sean Jackson Hughes, hello. Good day to you also, young lady. Share this out, everybody. Miss Bernita Ship, hello to you. We're not going to say hello unless you say hello back because some of you guys are most definitely in the Witness Protection Program. That's okay. I have a problem with that either. Miss Twalia Copeland, what's going on? Hello to you. Good morning, Miss. And who else we got here? Who else we got here that said good morning? Who else do we have? Who else do we have? What's going on, Miss Jamise, Michelle, Sky? Blessed morning to you as well. And share this out. Share this out. We're going to touch on something today that I know is going to bless you. I know without a shadow of a doubt is going to bless you. We're getting ready to get live on Instagram. We're live on Facebook. And we're live on Blog Talk Radio. So for those of you that didn't hear anything in the very beginning on Blog Talk, then go ahead and dial back in there and you'll be able to hear us live. And guys, here's what happens. Every week, two times a week on Tuesdays and Fridays now, we grind it out. We grind it out every week. So you're able to go back and you're able to tap into these archives by going to blogtalkradio.com/the grind101. And you're able to actually get these shows real time, and you're going to have probably about a 3-minute lag on this one because I didn't get the audio right until about that time. But you know what, man? Everything little, everything big was once little. So let's move it along. But here's what I want to do. I want to play a song for you guys while you share this out. And I'm not that concerned about things being kept up on Facebook because, you know, this is a real time thing, man. This is real life. So, you know, you get on here, you dial in. And if you want to hear this, man, jump back into the archives at blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101, man. But all I know is that if you stick in there long enough, you get it done for you.
Stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die. But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Last time.
Hey, what's up, everybody? What's happening, man? Hopefully, man, you guys have shared this out, man, and you told somebody to jump on the ground because we get ready to bridge some gaps today. I got Pam McCray here. Say what's up, Pam.
Great morning, everybody on the grind. Welcome to the grind on this incredible Tuesday. Yes, won't he do it? He said he would. It's just a matter of time. You got to know that and be unstoppable. So great morning to you, babe, again.
Great morning, babe. Great morning.
As I'm running back in the house, but great morning to everybody that's jumping on Facebook, on Instagram, and on the Grind Radio, Blog Talk Radio. We truly appreciate you for dialing in. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. It's Tuesday already.
Yes.
And, man, we're 1 day into, 2 days into this thing now. So, you know, what are you doing with this week that you got ahead of you right now? One of the things we want to talk about today, Pam, what a primary thing we want to talk about. God knows what it's going to spawn off to.
Okay.
Right? We're already giving a disclaimer.
Oh.
You know, we're going to say some stuff that's going to make some people mad today. But we're going to also say some things that are going to make some people glad.
All right.
You know? So we want to help you guys figure this thing out. Bridge the gap. That's what we do, right? And there is a gap. You want to mind the gap. You know, there's always a gap when you start to do something, but you want to mind that gap, right? But you also want to figure out how to get the lesson out of that gap as well while you're crossing it.
Mm-hmm.
But man, let's bridge the gap right now, because we want to talk about the revelation of perception today.
Mm.
And y'all have to realize how this kind of, how everything kind of pans out, right? This is an unscripted show, right, Pam?
Yes. I just found out the show is about the revelation of perception. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's unscripted.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. So there are some things that we get
right
throughout the weekend and over the course of the days during the last week. And we come back on things that we go through on a daily basis. Like I said, we are first partakers in everything that we do, Pam. Everything. So we don't just talk about it. We are about it.
Right.
So if we're saying it, and if we're trying to give you guys either a lesson learned or some tips on how not to fall into it or not to be a victim of it, then, you know, we're already in it, going through it, or been through it.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
So first, I wanted to put that out there.
Uh-huh.
But this is unscripted. And, you know, Pam rarely knows what we're going to talk about before she sit down in this chair,
just
so y'all know.
I do.
You know, sometimes she will talk about some things, and she, because when I start talking about it again, because I can tell you when I said perception, she knew.
Absolutely.
So she, throughout our conversation,
okay,
she don't know what we're going to actually focus on until
our conversations
lead up to where we're going to talk
about
on the show.
Absolutely.
You know, and all of our interactions with people that we go through, we believe that it's prudent to share those interactions, you know, on an anonymous level. And, you know, what we found is that the people that we share those reactions or those interactions about, you know, they're not opposed to us talking about, you know, our different interactions, because they know that what we do, and they understand that, you know, what a person goes through can help somebody else get through it or go through it.
Right.
So what am I going to say on that first? I don't want to monopolize.
No, you're not monopolizing it. No, I disagree with you. You know, pretty much everything that we talk about is something that we've talked about, and it's something from the inside of us. And we really just get on here every Tuesday, and now Fridays, we'll be on Fridays starting this week. Just really giving out to the world what God has allowed us to either, you know, go through, overcome, and, you know, and just to pour out and to give. And so I think that this is a very good topic that we're going to talk about over the different conversations that we've had. You know, the revelation of perception, that's huge, because your perception is your reality, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And so when God begins to reveal different things to you, right, revelation, reveal, you know, what are you going to do with that? And then you have to understand, too, that your perception of you may not be the perception that other people have, you know, and that people create perceptions in their minds, and they actually can create things that aren't real and begin to believe those things. So, you know, I think this is a great topic to kind of dig into today and, you know, just talk about it.
Okay. All right. And no, you're right. Everything that you said is dead on. And you know what we do? We kind of got to the bridge quick today, right? We're at the bridge now because we know that there's the beginning, there's the bridge, and then there's the destination.
Right.
So we're right on the bridge now to get you guys to the destination of this whole thing. And, you know, the gory part of this, and I told you guys we were probably going to help you guys figure out why you're stuck where you are right now, right? Because alignment means an awful lot. Alignment does. Alignment, first and foremost, with your assignment means a lot.
It does.
Being in alignment with your assignment. And you have to realize that is that's the first thing. And a lot of people call it your purpose, your path. Being in alignment with your assignment is super important. So now that you know what your assignment is, you figured that part out, you almost know, you know, you got a good handle on what your purpose is. Sometimes that purpose doesn't materialize until you really get on the bridge, right?
Yeah.
And you start figuring some things out. But now that you know what you're in alignment, you know what your assignment is, now the key, Pam, is trying to figure out who do I align with to actually accomplish what I want to accomplish or accomplish what I'm setting out to accomplish. And the reason we're talking to about perception today is that I 100% wholeheartedly believe that alignment has everything to do with perception.
Right.
If I give you a statement, if I say to all you guys, I ask you guys a simple question, and I say the jockey rode a horse
uh-huh.
around the track.
Uh-huh.
A simple question.
Uh-huh.
And I ask you, what type of horse did you picture? I may get all the different color horses, different
right.
kinds of horses. We all know it's a racehorse.
Right.
You know, but how did the jockey look?
Uh-huh.
What was the jockey wearing? Everybody's perception was different.
Right.
Now, we don't want to get as granular to go down to that level, but you have to at least be running the same race, right? You got to be running the same race with the same belief that we're here to win and this is how we're here to win,
right?
Right. So when I think about perception, and it's perception in business, because this is what we really want to get into. A person's perception in business has everything to do with who they align with. If Pam and I's perception of family was not the same, then there's absolutely no way that we could ever
right.
have a future together.
Right.
We
can't align ourselves. We wouldn't even be in alignment. That we would be unequally yoked.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Say that again.
We would be unequally yoked.
People think that is just in marriage.
No.
People have confined that to just marriage.
You think?
Yeah, I know. I talk to a lot of people, and they think that that is a marital term. That's a business term.
Right.
As well. That's a friendship term.
Right.
And everybody, you say, what do we have in common? Now, here's the thing. Pam likes different things than I like, right?
I do.
But we have the same vision.
Absolutely.
Right?
We have the same vision.
Beliefs. And
we have the same beliefs.
We have the same, and that's important. That's very, very important.
Right.
The same principles, the same beliefs.
Absolutely.
The focus is there. You can focus on the wrong thing and get the wrong result with the wrong people.
Right.
Right? But we believe, our belief system is equally yoked.
Right.
So in business, if you align yourself with a person or a group of people that is not, and it doesn't feel right, it's not, you're not equally yoked with them, then the reality is you're going to get something that is what we call a glimpse or a taste of what could be.
Right.
Right. But then it's going to fade away.
Right.
Right. Because we call that a different type of alignment, guys. That's just hustling around here, not trying to really create anything.
Right.
You're just trying to get some quick money. You can't live your life, you know, just trying to get, you know, quick money all the time, because in a lot of cases, it doesn't take a lot of character, a lot of principles to get quick money. You're willing to do anything it takes to get the money.
Right.
Right.
So
when you're talking about perception and a person's reality, it really is their reality.
Right.
So if I feel a certain way about something and Pam feels a certain way about it, you know, we have to figure out, okay, is that something that we can deal with together? Mm-hmm. Can I deal with the fact that you like, you know, big little dogs and I like a big dog? You know, can I deal with that? Yeah, we can. The big dog and the little dog can coincide in the same house.
Right.
But at the end of the day, we have to make sure that we have the same goals to get to the vision. And a lot of times, if you're not in alignment with your assignment with the right people, you'll never get to the vision.
That's good. You're right. The right people, the right opportunity, and understanding that it all boils down to the values. It all boils down to the principles. It all boils down to your purpose, you know, because everything is directly connected. And that's the only way that you are going to really be able to manifest all that God has for you to manifest here on this earth is if you make sure that you are in alignment with the very thing that you need to be aligned with in order for him to use you at the next level that he needs to get you to.
Right.
Otherwise, what's going to happen is you'll never really be able to fly at the level that God wants you to fly at, because you're not moving in the purpose that he created for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to be very careful to understanding that. That's the reason why it's so important in understanding your assignment. Because when you if you don't understand your assignment, then you may not be able to get in alignment with what you need to be in alignment with in order to now get to where you want to go.
Right.
So, you know, that's first and foremost very important. So I agree with you. And then when you talk about perception, perception is everything. So many times people don't really understand that, you know, a person's perception and how they view things, it kind of ties into what we talk about with the truth and the absolute truth and, you know, your
Absolutely.
Perception being your reality, and you create conditions in your mind to, you know, believe certain things and things of that nature. But, you know, it all kind of ties together, and you have to know that the revelation of perception, when God begins to reveal things to you, that you need to begin to act upon them and understand that not everybody is going to believe, not everybody is going to agree, not everybody is going to say yes, but there's the truth and there's the absolute truth, you know, because everybody has their own perception because it's their reality.
And, right. And here's the thing, everybody's entitled to their reception sometimes, no matter how wrong it is.
Right.
You're entitled to your perception, and you can't change that. It's like trying to change a person is different. Before a person, until a person wants to be changed, you're not going to change it. Okay? They have to want to be changed first, but their perception plays a lot into that.
Right.
Their perception, and I love you because I heard the analogy given once before about the movie. It was a Captain America movie, the Avengers movie.
Uh-huh.
And you had, you guys know I'm a movie person. I love sci-fi, right? You had Thanos who thought he was doing the right thing. He was trying to cleanse and create, you know, a whole nother world,
uh-huh.
right? He didn't care who he had to kill or destroy
uh-huh.
to do that. That was his perception of what was right,
uh-huh.
right? And then you had all of the Avengers that were trying to stop him from doing that, because you can't impose your perception on the world,
uh-huh.
right? You can't, you know, it's funny because when I was watching the movie, I'm thinking, I'm like, this guy really thought he was doing the right thing.
Wow.
He was sold out because his perception was
his
reality. Everybody had to die in order to start over.
Wow.
And nobody could stop this guy from doing this. And in the end, he was left like, what the heck is next? You know, what now? And there were so many people trying to stop him, you know, and it was a crazy movie, but it's the perception piece of it. And when you really, really think about what happens when people align with people that have skewed perceptions, then what does that mean? That means you have the same skewed perception.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. It yeah. is true. I was just reading a scripture the other day. I can't remember what it was, but basically when you put yourself in that situation, if it's skewed or whatever, twisted, however it may be, you're an accomplice to whatever that thing may be.
Right.
You agree with it. And so at the end of the day, but many times that's not realized, but it's true. It means that though you exemplify those same types of values, that's the
mm-hmm.
reason why being in alignment means that you're aligned with the things that you believe in, the things that you represent. Because if not, you attach yourself to things that you don't exemplify, that you don't represent. And now what's going to end up happening is that's what you show up in the world as, for
right.
real.
Right.
Because that is what you're a part of. So
right.
I agree.
So now let's get to now let's get to the meat and potatoes of it. Because here's the statement that I want to make, Pam, that people have to realize. You can't change people. People got to want to change.
Absolutely true.
And if a person's perception is what it is, you trying to change them, you know, I'm talking about talk them out of things and yeah, you can't, you're not going to talk them out of it. You have to show them out of it. So that means you have to be the person that you were called to be. Do what you know, you think, what you feel is right. And in the end, everything will pan out the way it should pan out, right? So that means you don't try to impose your will on someone else, and someone else won't try to impose their will on you. But here's how you move super fast in business, right? You have to create your own lane. And when you're creating your own lane, your lane has all of your principles, your values in it, the character that you should, that you know you're supposed to have. Because if you know about principle, values, and characters, then you know you got to practice the principles to get to the promise. The principle of a thing is what made a thing that thing, right?
Uh-huh.
The actual values that you hold, they keep you in the realm of absolute truth, right? This is, I'm not talking about just truth, your truth. I'm talking about absolute truth, the truth that the world follows. Character keeps you from trying to hurt and change other people against their will, right? You're engaging people to get them to do something that you want them to do because you're selfish and you're greedy, right? So all of these things have to be on that road. And if you feel that those things are on the road and you've chosen that path, then that's where you're going, right? But we were talking about on the last show how to make adjustments. How do you make those quick adjustments in life, and how quickly do you adjust? And if you're not adjusting quickly, then you'll find yourself down a road that you didn't feel right being down the first time, right? But you went anyway. You went down that road anyway because you thought it was what was expected of you. You thought it was the principle that you had to follow to get to the thing that you wanted to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And in turn, you knew that there were other principles, the right principles that were being followed to get to that thing.
Right.
But you still got on that road because you thought you could get to those principles and that promise faster.
And that's
way.
Where that word listen
yeah.
comes into play.
Right.
Listen. And that's what ends up happening. You know, God is showing you things, telling you things, but he does not violate choice and he does not violate our will. So it's a choice of ours. It's a decision that he just sits back and watches us. And but yet, is always speaking. There's that voice on the inside. There's that discernment that begins to tell you so that you can now slow down and listen. But many times that's what ends up happening.
Mm-hmm.
We don't listen, but that voice is always speaking.
Right.
You know,
right.
You know the things that you're supposed to do, but yet you may not act upon them for whatever. Fear may stop you. It could be the thoughts and opinions of others that stop you. But when you get yourself to the point of realizing that, you know, you got to be in alignment with the assignment that he's given you, and therefore that is the lane that you got to get in order to fly at the highest elevation that we were created to fly at, which is unlimited potential, then that's when God is going to align everything in your life so that now, no, it's not going to be easy, but you got to know and understand that you already got the victory. But if you never take the time to get into that lane, if you never take the time to listen, if you never take the time to just go for it, then what ends up happening is you find yourself in somebody else's purpose, never
mm-hmm.
moving in your purpose, whereas that's the ultimate thing. So you connect, but in the midst of it, what is it, the very thing that God is wanting you to do? What is your purpose? Because at the end of the day, when it comes time to business, you know, when you think about it, leaders create leaders, okay? So therefore, the whole purpose is for you to now begin to fly high.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you leverage what you're part of, but what is your purpose inside of that purpose? And so then, as people of God, you begin to celebrate one another. You begin to say, fly high, those are your wings, begin to move, begin to shine, do what's necessary in order to make sure that you are doing what you're called and you're put on this earth to do.
Mm-hmm.
And now things begin to manifest in your life.
And you have a responsibility to
right.
do that
right.
And not allow people to clip your wings.
Absolutely.
Because people would definitely try to clip your wings because, you know, I love the fact that yesterday was Martin Luther King Day and what that did for us found. And, you know, I looked at it and I thought, I'm like, man, nobody has the right to own people, right?
Mm.
So, and therefore, nobody most certainly has the power to create anybody, right? You can't create anybody.
Nope.
So the fact that you don't own a person,
right,
and the fact that you can't create a person to be what they are, then so that means you can't take credit for that. So we have, what Pam said is really, really good, because, you know, we're in an industry definitely that looks to create leaders, right? But when you create a leader, what do you want that leader to do?
Fly high.
You want them to fly high. You want that leader to go. You want that leader to go lead. But here's the misperception. We say create. We are created. This industry was created to create leaders. The industry was created to create leaders. We teach the industry of direct sales and network marketing. We don't teach. We just do what we do. We follow our path. If you want to get on the same path with us, cool. If you don't, we're not paying attention to what you're doing because we're super focused, right? So we don't create leaders. We hope that people duplicate what we do so that they get what they want from the industry. In turn, the industry created a leader, because we always say, it's kind of like people say things and then they say and they speak against it, right? Yeah. They say it and they contradict it, I should say. You know, so you'll say, you know, this industry was created to create leaders, but so where do you play in that? What did you do to create somebody? How did somebody just lay down and sit there and do absolutely nothing, put in no blood, sweat, and tears, and you just created them? No, you did not. The person has to work for what they want, and when they work for what they want, you can't take credit for that. You can't take credit and get mad because now all of a sudden somebody is not giving you accolades that you want them to give you, or somebody is not following your program like you want them to follow it. You created an atmosphere for a person to thrive in, and you did your part. And that's all you're called to do. And when you do that, ladies and gentlemen, you have to be proud that that leader has allowed the industry that it's in, that it practiced the principles in, because we keep saying you cannot get to the promise without practicing the principles.
Right, absolutely.
So the industry creates the individual. I don't care what you're in, right? I don't care if you're a doctor, a lawyer. I don't care what you do. The industry that has the principles created you, not a specific person.
Right.
Right? So that's how this works. You guys have to understand, a perception of what is happening in any instance is that person's reality. You have to line up with the proper perceptions, would push you on the path to get to the proper reality.
Right.
Right? Because along the way, there are just a lot of false realities. And you think you're on the right path, but there are those principles. Now, if you don't have any values, if you don't have any character about yourself, somebody can just, you just sell your soul to do nonsense just for some money. If you just, that's what you're willing to do, then you have no value. You have no principles. You can say you do.
Or those are your values.
Or that's what you do. Or your values are a lack of value. You know, right. My character is a lack of character.
Right.
It Absolutely. Is what it is. But in any case, your character, your values are yours. And then you always, here's the road. Here's the thing. My Bible says the road to destruction is broad.
It sure is.
It's
real broad.
Right.
Real broad.
So here's the thing. Here's where the false reality comes in. Here's where the hoopla comes in. Here's where the appearance of good comes in. It's because everybody's doing it. Oh, it's a lot of this and a lot of that. But when you get in it, there's that thing that's in your heart that says something's not right. Something's not right. And I know I can't be the only person. I know I can't be, because in every situation in my life, fam, if it doesn't feel right, I got to be out. I got to go. And it doesn't matter. I don't care who feels which way about it. It has to feed your spirit first. If it feeds your spirit, then that's what your spirit is. Follow it.
Right.
If it doesn't, then find out what you should follow. All right. Plain and simple. That's that adjustment that we talk about.
That's true.
The slower you make the adjustments, the slower you can get on the right path.
Right.
You know, so man.
That's good. Because if it doesn't feed your spirit, then it's stunting your growth.
Right.
Yeah, that means you can't eat. You're not eating. You're starving. Yeah, you're for real. You're in a position of bondage to where you can't even do the things that you need to do. So therefore, you gotta be able to listen and pay attention to now understanding. You know, do I need to make that adjustment? Do I need to click? Do I need to switch? What is going on in here? Am I really listening? Am I paying attention so that now I know exactly what I need to do and not worry about anything else? Because 2020 is a year of where you can't play with your life, like for real. If you want to be able to manifest, if you want to be able to see some of your dreams become your reality, 2020, this is a year of double-double. Double-double. If you want to get double-double, you better make sure that you are in alignment with the assignment that God has for you. Don't worry about what other people think. Don't worry about, you know, the things, the people that say no. You got to make sure that you got it right so that you can listen and pay attention so that now you can take your life to the next level. Because at the end of the day, ain't nobody out there gonna be the one that's responsible for your family, that's responsible for your life, that's going to make sure that you eat it, that's going to make sure that your bills are paid. So therefore, you got to do what's necessary for you in order to make sure that you have yourself in an environment that's going to stretch you, that's going to grow you, that is going to cultivate you so that now you can take the time to plant some seeds so that now you know how to get up every day and water them so that now those trees, those begin to grow, the branches begin to sprout, the flowers and everything else begin to manifest because of the fact that you put yourself in the right soil so that now you can grow and give birth to the very things that God has for you to give birth to.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. All of that and then a bag of chips.
Right.
Too. So here's the thing, Pam. Here's the thing. We talk about a lot about growth on the show.
Right.
We I'm going to show you guys really quickly how to focus. And we always say this isn't rocket science. This isn't hard. All you have to do is make up your mind that this is what you're going to do. And you have to be willing to take the hits. We used to hear the different audios and the different cliches and really didn't think that some of those things applied to our life,
mm-hmm.
right? We really didn't. There was a time we weren't really practicing those cliches. We just said them because they sounded good.
Right.
You know, and just in our industry, right. If you sound deep, then you must be making some money. You must be real smart. And the reality is, if you can't get somebody to understand who you are, what you're saying, and follow you on the simplest level, then you're not that deep.
Right.
Right. You're really not doing what you should be doing because nobody can follow you because you're so deep and you never surface at all. You just stay below the surface. So here's the thing. Here's Pam and I. This is how we are. And I don't know how you guys are. I can only speak for us. This is our level of focus. We have a circle. Okay. And we have one way in and one way out of that circle. And we control it. Right. If you're in this circle, if we have let you in this circle, I can promise you this is all we see and this is all we focus on. Let me tell you how intently our focus is. And I'm going to put this out there because this is a PSA for everybody. We don't care what's going on outside that circle, just so you guys know. We don't care, nor do we focus on it. As a matter of fact, we cut anything out that's not inside of this circle. Okay, anything that's not feeding our mindset, guys, we shut it out. And I don't care. We've gotten to that point. We've been through enough drama in our lives to understand that, man, you can't do what you do for the feelings of other people when it is based on you. It's for you.
Right.
It's for you to move. But you're doing everything based on how other people feel around you. You have to do things for how you feel, and you know you're on the right track because you're gonna get a lot of this, right? It's going to be a lot of different points that they're trying to penetrate into your circle. But guess what? They can't come in because you control the in and out. You control the door. But a lot of you have this big, wide, gaping hole, and you're allowing all of this stuff
in.
Let me tell you something. Don't call me and tell me what anybody's saying. I don't care. I really don't. Because when you know who you are, then you don't. Nothing can kill that. It doesn't matter.
That's right.
You have to understand. You have to get to that point because if you allow things to affect you, if you allow what other people say to affect you, then you'll never grow. You'll never grow because let me give you guys this quick lesson. You're never going to say anything. I don't care if you say hello to somebody. You're never going to say any one thing that everybody's going to like. Never.
No.
And the quicker you understand that, the better off
you try to please everybody. You cannot please everybody. That's the quickest way to failure is to try to please everybody in this world. So, therefore, you got to know, listen, just do what you're called to do. Don't worry about it. Stay focused. That's a gift to be able to stay focused, right? Head down, straight ahead, not worrying about cutting off all the noise, the drama. For real, that's one of the gifts. that I thank God for. Like, for real, we don't see anything that's not lining up with the purpose that God has given us, with the things that we're supposed to accomplish, with understanding that we've been put on earth, we've been given a vehicle to help change lives, and the lives that are called to us to help change, to help us change, because we're not here to save the world, okay? We're not here to introduce this vehicle that we have with health and wellness to change the entire world. That's one of the vehicles that God has given us. And all the other vehicles, there's a certain group and certain select people that are called to us. And the ones that are called to us, hey, we about to go and we about to get it done. But at the end of the day, what ends up happening is people try to save the entire world, right? And then you find yourself with the ones, just like we talk about, who are on the bridge with you, who really shouldn't be on the bridge with you.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that ride the fence, the ones that are on the bridge and now you're trying to take them across the bridge and now they want to go back the other way. But why? Because you're trying to take some people with you that don't need to be going with you. So when you understand that and you listen and you pay attention for real and you now are focused, not listening to what's going on the left, not listening to what's going on the right, but knowing what the purpose of God is for your life and now you moving forward and acting upon it, taking that action, watch what God will do.
Yeah,
focus. What is focus? Focus means that you don't see nothing else. You don't hear nothing else. You know that that vision is in front of you and that you are going to accomplish it at a point in time. You understand that there's going to be some hurdles that you got to jump over. You understand that there's going to be some bridges that you got to cross. You understand that there's going to be some curves, some twists, some turns, some failure along the way. But you know what? It doesn't matter. You just keep going because you focus. And you know that if you listen, God ultimately is going to manifest that plan into your reality so that you got the victory.
But you keep, but you're still moving forward throughout that focus.
Right. You have
blinders. And you get,
you don't hear nothing else.
You keep veering off left and right, and you may not even have the intention to veer off, right? But then somebody tells you, because you've got all of these entry points, right? All of these entry points to your circle. So people keep coming in and say, oh, such and such said this, such and such did that. Oh my God, such and such sleeping with such and such said that. I said, I don't care. It's not a part of what it's not affecting me. I'm good with that. All I want to do is focus on where I need to be, because now you're allowing all of these other things to come into it. And because you've got all of these different points of entry into your circle, right? And here's what I mean by different points of entry, right? You attach yourself to people and things that distract you. Everybody's not meant for you. And the quicker you learn that, the better off you'll be and the faster you'll move. And God tells you who is and who isn't.
Right.
He tells you. It's just a matter of whether or not you want to listen.
Right.
Some people haven't quite showed you who they are yet. Right. Some people haven't quite given you the everything that you need yet. You got this sneaky suspicion. But then all of a sudden, when you get it, you move. And when I just made that statement to you guys, your perception of that is your reality. Some of you are saying, I know some people like that. Like that are in my life. But some of you are saying, what some of you aren't saying is, I am that person. Some of you could be that person, and you have to make sure that you're not doing that to other people. You have to make sure that your focus is not allowing anybody else in to your circle that you don't let in. And there's still criteria to get into this circle, guys. And y'all, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate that. Y'all, it's some of y'all out there, this is hurting some of you guys, because I'm speaking to some of you, and some of you are doing this stuff, and you need to stop, because your perception may not be somebody else's reality.
That's
if you're
right.
The type of person and you want to gossip about all sorts of frivolous things, then find other people that want to gossip about frivolous things, because personally, I don't want to gossip about frivolous things. I don't care. All I care about is what's in front of me, and I know that I can't get there as fast as I put my goals out to get there. Fam, if I'm focusing on what everybody is bringing into the circle that's not supposed to be there.
Right.
So there's one point of entry, right? If I let you in, then you already know that there are the values and the character and the principles were already posted on the wall, right? When you came in, and I made sure that you looked at them, and now you understand that if I'm going to be in this circle, this is how I have to act.
Right.
I have to focus my efforts like a magnifying glass, and I have to burn a hole in something, and I just got to keep burning and moving forward. And I can't bring, when somebody brings it to me, I happen to have a kink in my armor, and I'm in this circle, and they bring it to you, and you figure, okay, let me poison the circle with it because I think they need to know. No, They don't need to know because it's happening on the outside.
Right.
It's not happening on the inside.
Right.
It's like you see ships all around you sinking, right? And you're in a boat, and everybody in this boat is like, oh, everybody, all these ships are sinking. But our ship isn't sinking. There's no holes in our boat. There's no holes there until you put them in the boat.
Right.
Right? A boat don't sink unless it fills up with water. So if you keep letting the water in, you keep letting all of these different perceptions in, and you're not in alignment with the right perception, then we got a lot of different perceptions. We got people that just love to gossip. There are people that do that all the time. That's their job. That's what they do. Okay? That's their perception. They do that. You got people that just do the trifling things all the time. That's what they do. That's who they are. Do you align with them? You got people that have no principles, people that have no class, have no value. And they're willing to talk about somebody on any level at any point in time. They're willing to think that they got to fight the whole freaking world, and they don't. You got to just do what you're supposed to do and stop worrying about everybody else.
Right.
If you can do that in life, guys, that's the key.
Right.
Okay. That's the key. I know this is blessing some people, and if some people are like, man, am I doing that? Am I doing that? Because that's the reality check that Pam and I have to have every day. Every day. You guys know, for those of you that know me, I don't gossip. I don't want to know. Don't tell me. Put me in the fridge like a mushroom.
Right.
I don't need to know. Right. So all I know is that, okay, now how are we going to get from point A to B?
Right. What's the solution here?
What's the solution? I want to focus on the problem. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying don't bring a problem to me, because the problem, we got to solve the problems, right? But we're not going to focus on the problem.
Right. You can't focus on the problem.
But if it's not a problem for our boat, if it's not a hole that's in our boat, then don't bring it on the boat.
Right.
Don't bring the problem on the boat.
Right.
If there's a hole on our boat, let's address that hole, because that hole is going to stop us from moving forward. That's the kind of problems that we need to address, because there are too many perceptions out there. The revelation of perception, guys, you have to realize it. You have to know that there are a lot of them out there. And the more of them that you let into your boat, the more holes are going to be punctured into your boat.
Right.
And you're wondering why you can't go anywhere, because you're so busy trying to shovel water out of your boat, and now you can't go anywhere.
Right.
Because your boat's sinking. So you know, these are the hard conversations that we have, you know, not only on this show, but these are the hard conversations that you have to have in life, because you can listen to a bunch of profound topics and people talk to you very, very deeply about certain things, and 95% of it will go over your head, right? And you just spend an hour listening. But I can promise you, when you dial into the grind, you're going to get some practicality. You're going to get something that you can take back and use real time and actually move your life forward. And everything that we talk about is for you being the first partaker. That don't mean you got to call nobody up and say, man, I ain't messing with you no more. Girl, I ain't messing with you no more. No, all you have to do is start going the way you're supposed to go. And I can promise you that chickens can't fly. Chickens cannot fly. So all you have to do is start flying, and I promise you, they can't follow you.
Right.
They can't follow you. And now you got to worry about, are the people, are the ones that can fly, that still have a false perception, that have gotten to you like, I'm here to get here. What did you do, man? Here we go. I got to move. I got to rise a little higher. You know, that's why I love our President Barack Obama, when he said, you know what? When they go low, we go high.
Right.
You can't duck back down, because when you duck back down, you lose.
Right.
Don't duck back down. And in every situation that we go through, guys, we address it here because we want you guys to learn from it.
Right.
Okay. Don't be the chicken with the bad perception. Be the eagle that sees everything. And you can pick and choose what you want to dive down and get. Because here's one thing I know about the eagle. The eagle never eats roadkill. Never. It gets fresh meat every time it decides to dive down. It's always living. And it only dives down to get things when it's hungry. It gets it, it takes it, and feeds it to its babies, and it eats. And it always eats at the top of the trees. It eats at the highest mountaintops. It doesn't eat its food on the ground. Because the longer it's on the ground with the chickens, the more chance it has of being penetrated. The more chance it has of falling into the nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
I want you guys to get this, because this isn't just happening, you know, in the arena that we're in. This is life.
Right.
Right. And some of you are saying, if you ever hear something and you're thinking, oh, he's talking about me, I probably am. Because you think I'm talking about you, right?
Yeah, it's like, how did they hit? How did they hit home?
Don't worry about whether I'm talking about you. If you always say if the shoe fits you, walking by, you put it on, wear it. It's your shoe, right? Because I can promise you right now, I put on a lot of shoes in my life. I'm not telling you guys to do something that we haven't done. We put that thing on, and we're like, man, this shoe fit. We got to stop doing that crap.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good.
That's
right. Some shoes are good shoes. You put them on, you're like, I'm this fit. I like this. This is good. This is my reward for what I'm doing. But you can't get to the good shoes because you got some bad shoes that you stopped and put on.
Mm. Well, that's gross. You know, and that's really recognizing that it's all process because none of us are perfect,
right?
So you got to grow through some things. You go through some things. You end up doing some things that you're not even, excited about the fact that you actually did those things, you know, but you go through it and you grow through it and ultimately you end up learning through it. So we never fail in life. We make mistakes, but we never fail in life, but we learn through the things that we end up doing, the choices that we make, the decisions that we make. And now it's those choices and those decisions as you keep going because you're focused, right,
mm-hmm.
on the very thing that you want, that now you're able to, you know, understand that it was all a part of the process in order for God to get you to that next level in life.
Right.
So then now you can be able to give it back to somebody else, you know, and to share the process that you went through so that, you know, it could bless somebody and maybe they don't make those same mistakes, you know, in order to accomplish whatever their purpose is, you know, here on this earth. So that's really what it, you know, really what it boils down to.
I'm gonna give you guys a great real time example because, you know, I'm not gonna tap dance about any of this. It's a real show.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you guys have to understand too, you know, one of the things that Pam and I ourselves is to focus on what we do. And
right.
Things we know that even social media is a big part of our life. When you're driving on the highway, you have to focus on driving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here in Vegas, you can't be on the phone. You can't hold a phone to your ear, and you can't text on the phone. You have to have Bluetooth. You're going to talk on the phone. You can't text and drive. You can't do that anywhere. But they have laws against it. You get a ticket if your phone is in your hand. I don't care. If you're just holding it, you'll get a ticket, right? So what Pam and I know is that, like, focusing on stuff like that, it means your physical life.
Mm-hmm.
Focusing on things like social media and what comes into your arena, that's your mental life, right? So understanding that you have to learn how to cut out and block out the things that don't feed you, right? And I'm big on that. I'm gonna tell you right now, I'll block you in a heartbeat. I'll block you. I'll mute you. I'll do whatever I need to do not to have you in my space if what you're doing is not feeding my spirit.
Right.
If what you're doing is not in alignment with my goals, if it's causing me to stop and be like, dang, that's jacked up. What the world? That's time out of my day that I don't need to take.
Right.
So you may not be that way. Your focus may not be like mine. But my focus is when I open up my phone, I want to see people and things that make me move forward, that are positive. If the negativity that people post, I have no problem. Mute, block, block, block. Because that's my feed. That's my.
I choose
who is on my phone when I wake up and when I go to sleep. And if that's not your level of focus, then you're not ready to move into higher levels of success. That's just reality.
Right.
So you know, guys, I always speak in plain terms. I don't allow people's, you know, how other people feel, other people feel about what I do to affect me.
Right.
It's just not who I am. So that ensures that I continually move forward. And I know Pam feels the same way.
Yeah, I do. And, you know, one of the things when I'm sitting here thinking about focus, and as you were talking about how, like in Vegas, you know, when you're focused on something, it allows you to be in the moment, you know. And one of the things that I love about being out here in Vegas and just being able to focus and to pay attention is, you know, just the drive, like taking our son to school every day, you begin to see the beauty of God. It's nothing like riding through these mountains and just seeing the glory of God and just visualizing and knowing exactly where you're going. And so, you know, when you're able to do that and to focus and pay attention, you now are able to be in the moment so that you can really begin to hear mm-hmm. and to listen and to know that you're on the right path,
right?
You know, that God wants you to be on for your life, you know, mm-hmm. and, you know, and I think about it because, you know, that's just, you know, God took us from, you know, the beach life to the beauty of these mountains. And And, you know, sometimes we don't really understand, but he always has a plan and a purpose for the very thing. And so, you know, that's just one of the things, because I just absolutely love just that view that we get to enjoy day in and day out out here, because it allows you to focus, be in the moment, so that now you can really listen and know exactly what your next move should be.
Right.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Focus. And you know, I see somebody put on there, you know, don't be with the chickens too long, because you'll forget how to fly.
That's good.
I get that. And here's the thing. Really when good. I talk about the chicken, that's a mentality.
Right.
Okay. It's not a physical thing. It's a mentality.
Right.
So when I find out that you're a chicken mentally,
right,
that your thought pattern, it's not about, being an eagle, guys, has nothing to do with money. Right. I've seen people with money that are chickens.
Right.
Okay. But it's a mindset. And when you've gotten the right mindset, then you tend to know the right things to say and what's right and what's wrong and what to attach yourself to, what to be a part of, how to move yourself forward, how to be committed, how to be consistent. We're talking about mentality here. And as far as mentality is concerned, guys, I'm always an eagle. I never, as soon as I figure out that you're a chicken, I'm slant away from you. I'm pretty much going to gravitate on the way. I'm not going to tell you you're a chicken, right? But I'm just going to gravitate away and do what eagles do. I'm going to fly higher, you know, because you got to realize you can't be in that atmosphere, in a negative atmosphere, and sow positivity.
Right. That's good. You can't.
So guys, we have to make sure that on everything we do, our perception is our perception. You know, another person's perception is theirs. And here's the I want to say the funny part, but here's the tragic part of it. You know, this is always a hero villain type story, right? It is. And a person's perception, I can promise you, they're always the hero. In our perception, right? In our perception, you know, yeah, we're the hero. Other people with eagle mentalities, they're the heroes.
Right.
Right. But in a person, and just think about if you're the hero, then the person that has the negative perception has to be the villain. Right. And so then you go and you think, this is my enemy. I got to fight them. And the reality is, you don't have to fight
them. No, the battle is already won.
Yeah, you don't have to fight them. You don't have to stoop. You don't have to stoop to their level. Right. You don't have to stoop to their level. You just have to rise higher. And the higher you rise, the less you really hear them. But then you get to come on a show like this and you get to relay the lessons that you learned on how to focus.
Right.
On how to not let anybody inside of your circle that's not supposed to be there. On the gossip and the nonsense, and how to move forward consistently and do what it is that you're supposed to do, as opposed to what other people want you to do. Guys, all of this is what people that are successful mentally, physically, financially, and I'm talking about all three, because we're all about the 3% here, right? Mentally, physically, and financially, right? And spiritually and mentally, same thing, right? So those people are the people that are really successful, right? So we have to make sure that we're clicking on all of these. So.
You have to. I'm just listening to tippy toes. You're absolutely right. You got to be clicking on all three cylinders.
Blog Talk Radio. But we're about to end on Blog Talk Radio. God bless you guys on Blog Talk, man. We love you.
God bless
you. We know we always go over time. On Blog Talk, man, but God bless you. Play a song for you guys after when Pam finishes. No, it'll still be on, but God bless you guys. Thank you for tuning in.
All right, absolutely. So perception is all about, what do you see?
Absolutely.
What is your reality? You know, what are you seeing? Where are you going? As you're crossing that bridge, understanding that it's all about the revelation of perception, and knowing and understanding that everybody's perception is not going to be the same perception that you have. People may say things that may not even be the absolute truth. But at the end of the day, you stay focused on the very things that God is telling you to do, and watch how you win. That's what it boils down to. Know your purpose. Know who you are. Know the things that God has called you to do. Stay focused. See very clearly. And now things will begin to manifest in your life. I was looking for, you know what song I was looking for? I was looking for my favorite song. That, you don't know? I don't see it.
I know. I think I deleted it.
You did? No. This one? You deleted that one?
No.
But anyway, I don't know. But what we're going to close out with this morning. But and again, this show will take place on Friday, all right, beginning. Make sure that you tune in Friday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, as this show will now be on Tuesdays and Fridays of every single week. We're excited about being for you this Friday for another episode of The Grind. We hope that this has been a blessing to each and every one of you that tuned in. We appreciate all of our live listeners. We appreciate everybody on IG, everybody on Facebook, those that take the time to share, those that take the time to comment. We don't take it lightly, and we believe that the best is yet to come. So go out, be you, all right? Go out, be you, and grow to become you.
I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I don't think that I can live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not to see them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, He give them to me every day.
Love him, I love him, I love him. 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 Love him, I love